Skeena Resources, TSX, SKI, NYSE, SKE, released the definitive feasibility study for its wholly owned Eskay Creek gold-silver project in the Golden Triangle of Northwest British Columbia. The site of the former producer, 1994-2008, looks to be a moneymaker with pre-production capital costs of $713 million, an after-tax net present value of $2 billion, an after-tax internal rate of return of 43%, and a 1.2-year payback period. In the first 5 years of operation, the new project will produce 455,000 ounces of gold annually. Production during the first 10 years will average 370,000 ounces annually. Mine life is projected to be 12 years. Over this time, the all-in sustaining cost will be US$684 per ounce gold equivalent sold. The Skeena engineers have increased the reserve estimate, remodeled the ore body based on a more selective mining approach, simplified the mill flow sheet, increased the grade and lowered the tonnage of concentrates produced, updated the capital costs, and relocated the camp. Eskay Creek proven and probable reserves are 39.8 million tons grading 2.6 grams T gold and 68.7 grams T silver. In terms of contained ounces, the numbers are 4.6 million ounces gold, 88 million ounces silver, or 4.6 million ounces gold equivalent. The measured and indicated resource is 50.1 million tons grading 2.6 grams T gold and 63 grams T silver, containing 4.1 million ounces gold, 101.4 million ounces silver, or 5.5 million ounces gold equivalent. An open pit mine with conventional equipment is planned. Designs have been developed for two pits, north and south. The north pit will be mined in 10 phases and the south pit as a single phase. By reducing the resource model block size to 5x5x5 meters from 10x10x10 meters, Skeena will be able to mine selectively and better control dilution. The flowsheet for the processing plant is simpler and de-risked from that which was developed for the 2022 feasibility study. It will have a throughput capacity of 3 million TY upon startup. Expansion in year 5 will boost throughput to 3.5 million TY. The grinding circuit will include an 8.5x 4.9 meters semi-autogenous grinding, SAG, mill, a 6.4 by 9.8 meters ball mill, and a tertiary stirred mill. Ore will be ground to 80% passing 10 microns, then pass through a flotation circuit to produce a combined gold-silver concentrate. The final product will be thickened, filtered, and dried, if necessary, and trucked to a nearby port for transport to third-party smelters worldwide. Tailings, potentially acid-generating rock, and site contact water will be stored in the existing, permitted tailings facility. Non-acid-generating waste rock will be stored separately. Skeena estimates that pre-production capital costs will total $713 million, followed by $561 million in sustaining costs and $175 million in closure costs.